It is the morning after. Neil Atkinson with Chloe Bloxham and Martin Fitzgerald to have a chat about Brighton versus Manchester United and then to look ahead to tonight's games, where we've got Arsenal versus Norwich City, Bournemouth versus Newcastle United, Everton versus Leicester City, which we will be doing on Hot Mic, and West Ham United versus Chelsea, which I originally contemplated doing on Hot Mic and then decided that I'd had enough of David Moyes looking miserable for this week and felt we could park that one and do Everton versus Leicester instead. But we'll start off talking about Brighton versus Manchester United. And Martin, it was a game where I just felt it was completely defined by the taking of chances. And at times that can just feel a bit of a dull thing to say, in that that's almost all football matches in a strange way. But it wasn't as though the goals that Manchester United score, for instance, are remarkably high quality chances, but instead the remarkably high quality finishes in two instances and a deflection in the other. And Brighton just didn't have that quality when they were getting their chances.
Yeah, it was a bit of individual brilliance from Greenwood. I think I wouldn't call Fernandez's goal lucky, because he had tried it earlier in the half and hit the post. I think United have quite quietly turned into quite a decent side, actually. And I think it's always a sign of something when you can name another side's first 11 easily. And I think United have got to that point now where you know the front three, you know the midfield, you know the back four. And I think they're 15 unbeaten now. I think they've knitted themselves into a pretty decent team, actually, and I think they got rid of some of those players that, you know, your sort of Lingards and your, you know, Pereiras that were never really probably going to make it, but I think they've made a decision on that. I think Brighton, they after lockdown, they did pretty well, didn't they? I thought last night they just lacked any kind of cutting edge, really, and I think we're going to see this a bit with some of the games. Once it went maybe two goals, I sort of think they didn't give up, but I think that they knew the points weren't going to be there for this game. I thought United played well.